and voucher. It's 1 o'clock.
Jack and News. Trending now.
Pretoria 32, Johannesburg 30, Tzaneen and Emalahleni 28 degrees.
Still got queuing traffic in the capital because of the crash on the N4 East, and that is before Watermeyer Street. And we've got queuing traffic at the N3 North towards the N1 Buccleuch interchange.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says national and provincial governments must work better together. The president is leading a meeting with the Limpopo Provincial Executive Council at council chambers of the Polokwane municipality. He is accompanied by the ministers and deputy ministers as he begins a series of engagements between the president and provinces.
Tomorrow we're going to meet the government of the province together with our other ministers, and we will have time to look at issues that have to do with governance.
Closer to home, and the Pretoria Magistrates Court has postponed the case against the Mozambique national accused of raping and killing 6-year-old Amatla Simane to next month. The matter was postponed for the accused's injuries to be treated after he claimed he was assaulted in prison, allegedly by prison officials. The 24-year-old, who faces charges of murder and charges of rape and murder, is expected to continue his bid for bail at the next appearance. Here's his lawyer, Nengavani Mazunda.
Your Worship, indeed, so we agreed on that for the 3rd of December, Your Worship, to allow the accused person, Your Worship, to receive medical attention, Your Worship. In the meantime, Your Worship, he will be kept at prison, and we are satisfied that the prison personnel will keep him safe, Your Worship.
In other big court news today, the former minister for Sports, Arts and Culture, Zizi Kodwa, and his co-accused, former EOH executive Gian McKay, have been withdrawn. The pair briefly appeared in the Palm Ridge Specialized Commercial Crimes Court today. Kodwa and McKay were arrested in June over alleged bribes totaling 1.6 million rand. Kodwa spoke to the media outside court.
So I'm really grateful that I'm talking to you as a free man. I'm already resuming my responsibility. My first responsibility now is to make sure that I align myself with the activities of the ANC. Someone was asking, what now do you do? I'm in the job market, I'm available. I can be a journalist, so I'm in the job market, as you know that I'm unemployed.
In news abroad, a bombing near a girls' school in Western Pakistan killed at least 7 people, including 5 children. It's in an attack targeting police guarding polio vaccinations. The police van that came under attack was transporting personnel for the protection of polio staff. And a decade-long project revealed that of the 47,200 tree species assessed, at least 16,400 are at risk of going extinct. This is more than double the number of all birds, mammals, reptiles threatened with combined extinction. The report of the International Union of Conservation of Nature's Red List reveals the loss of trees threaten thousands of other species. I'm Chanel Subtimanitviri. With me is the Air President Ramaphosa, say nationale and provinciale regerings moet beter saamwerk.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Melted lights cover the open road. Cause I've been chasing another.